Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
One second. And your video recording this? Would it be possible to get a copy of that?
Yes.
So I can post it on my YouTube and Facebook, if that's okay?
Yes.
Unless you have copyright infringement. My wife works in a patent trademarks, so she's like so technical. Every little thing, oh, it's like drives me nuts. Anyway, thank you. Is the tambora too loud? Is that okay? Thank you. It is very good to be back here. I never thought I would come back. But Krishna is God, and therefore there is nothing impossible. Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary, but we're not fools. Krishna says, who's a fool? One who thinks that he is ordinary human being. That's a fool. Mudha. But you don't accept Krishna as ordinary human being. You accept Krishna as Bhagavan. Not only do you accept Krishna as Bhagavan, but you accept him as Purna Bhagavan. Complete Bhagavan. There are many Bhagavans. But Krishna is 100% Purna Bhagavan, complete. So, we are going to hear about tonight. Tonight we're going to hear about Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is very, very dear to devotees, devotees of Krishna, devotees following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. Prahlad is a very, very special devotee. I was reading last Sunday, I was giving a talk on Lord Nrisimha, and there is one statement by Mahadev, Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva was saying to Parvati that, yes, I am known as the greatest of the Vaishnavas, but in my opinion, Prahlad is better. So this is the symptom of a devotee. A devotee never thinks, I'm the best. A devotee is always thinking, no, no, this person is more advanced than me. The night of the Rasa dance, when Krishna left all the gopis, he left with somebody. He left all the other gopis, but he left with somebody. And all the gopis said, aha, that gopi that Krishna left and left us, in other words, he disappeared from all the, but with one gopi, the gopi said, she must have worshipped Krishna better than us. Therefore, that's where she gets that name, Radha, the one who worships Krishna the best. And Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. So your altar is complete. Complete. You have Gorni Chai, Lord Chaitanya, the combined form of Radha and Krishna. You have Nityananda, who is Balaram. Then you have Krishna as Gopal, Nathji, lifter of Govardhan Hill, yes? Right? And you also have the so popular Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. You have everything. Oh, and you also have Prahlad Nrisimha. Prahlad Nrisimha ki.
Jai.
So usually when I give a talk, there are two mantras that I recite because I have to remember, first of all, what is the proper mood. So I always chant, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarari Vasahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari I must always, always, always remember at every moment that I am insignificant, more insignificant than a blade of grass. I must be tolerant. How tolerant? More tolerant than a tree. I must give all respects to others. Why? Because Krishna is in everyone's heart. That's why. I have to respect that Krishna is inside of you, inside of you, 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 Krishna is there. And the whole purpose of deity worship is to come to that stage where you are conscious that Krishna is in the heart of every living being. That's the purpose. There are other purposes. But according to Lord Kapila Dev in the third canto, deity worship is to get you to the point of recognizing that Krishna is in everyone's heart. And then the hard one for me, the hard one of that verse. I cannot be concerned what other people say about me, if they notice me, if they glorify me, they praise me. I can't be concerned with that. That's hard. That's very hard. So this is the checklist for Lord Chaitanya. Because if you can remain meek and humble, if you can be tolerant like the tree, if you can offer respects even to the ant, just like today, I passed the test from Krishna. In my room, there was a wasp. The wasp is coming closer and closer. So what did I do with Mr. Wasp? I took a cup, and I put the cup, I captured him, and he's flying around. Then I took some tissue, and I had the cup like this. So the wasp is in the cup. I went out the front door. I said, adios, Mr. Wasp. You're free. So that means I passed the test. Somehow or other, I remembered. Yes, Krishna's in the heart of the wasp. So if you can do these things, then you should always easily be able to chant the holy name. Therefore, my next mantra, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Naskeva, Naskeva, Naskeva Gatiranyata. So what is the religion in the age of Kali? It's not any ism. The religion of the age of Kali is to chant the name of God. And that's why three times. Na, 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 na. Kalo, nasti eva, nasti eva, nasti eva.
No.
Very good. Somebody has learned. Very good. I forgot my bell. I left my bell upstairs. Tomorrow I'll bring my bell. I forgot that we were going to have kids. And that bell is GBC approved, by the way. I went to San Diego a couple of years ago, and the GBC Badri Narayan was there. And he said, where's your bell, Narantara? I said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't bring it. He said, you should bring that bell. I said, you like that bell? He goes, yes. Oh, it must be authorized. So, I'm known for my bell. Ding, ding, ding. So, starting tomorrow, we'll have the bell. So, we should remember, what is the religious practice in this age of Kali? It is chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everybody!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
So, my good friend, the person who brought me here, Ramchandra Das, yes, you did. You're the one who arranged this. I have to recognize you. After all, you did a whole big thing about me. Now I'm getting you back. Yes. So Ramchandra kept saying so many times, teachings of Prahlad, instructions of Prahlad, but it wasn't registering. Then About 2 hours ago, Krishna finally said, this is what he means. So that ties in great. Because the very first book I got, that book that he mentioned, 1972, the summer of 1972, I got a book, Transcendental Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. It was a small pamphlet. And I remember reading that pamphlet from cover to cover. And as I read, I liked everything that Prabhupada was saying. I liked it. I said, this is what I have been looking for all my life. I'm 22 years old. I'm so frustrated. But when I read that pamphlet, I said, finally, I like every... And then on the back was a picture of Prabhupada like this. Very stern. And I said, yes, that's my guru. Sri Sri Gaurani Jai Ki Jai. Sri Napji Gopal Ji Ki Jai. Prahlad Nrisimha Ki Jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So when I saw that picture of Prabhupada, I said, yes, this is my guru. Then 6 months later, I got another book from the same devotee that gave me the first book. Very mystical. Completely different place. Same person stopped me and gave me this big book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality. And it took me a month or two before I actually read it. One night, and it was midnight, I was so miserable. I said, where is that book? I'm going to read it. Chapter 1, chapter 2. By 3 o'clock in the morning, I was on chapter 6. Who knows what is chapter 6 of Krishna book? What story? It's the first demon that Krishna killed. Putana. So after I read that story, that Krishna killed Putana, I closed the book. I decided I'm joining this movement. I made that decision. That was in February 1973. Then there were different things. Finally, in July, I moved into the temple on July 15th. And as I said this morning, best decision I ever made in my life. I would make that same decision 100 times over. I have no regrets joining this movement. After all, if I hadn't joined this movement, I would have never met you.
There you go.
See? So that pamphlet, Transcendental Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, is based on a particular chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto, which is, what is the scene? So tomorrow, I'm going to tell the whole pastime of Nrisimha from pre till after. I'm even going to talk something about Krishna tomorrow, so don't touch that dial. Make sure you come back tomorrow. Because tonight, I'm doing the best lecture I ever did in my life. And then tomorrow, I'm going to do even better. So I'll see you tomorrow as well. In humility, yes?
After tomorrow, the kids won't be there because we have Sunday school.
Well, that's very important. Sunday school is very important. But you'll get 2 days, don't worry. Krishna will take care of you. You like me that much, huh? Come here. You get a special blessing. What is your name? You are a good boy. May you become just like Prahlad. So, that first pamphlet is, so, tomorrow we'll hear the whole story, but there's that scene, Prahlad is 5 years old, and his father, Hiranyakashipu, the king of the demons, the most powerful man in the whole universe. He tells his son, Prahlad, come, sit on my lap. Let me smell your head. So nice. Have you ever smelled your children's head? No, it's not a joke.
Yes.
Isn't it nice? I learned this from Bhagavatam. When I had my grandson lived with me for the first 5 years. So whenever I did, I would put him up. Oh, such a beautiful feeling, right? See, he knows, he verifies. I'm going to get my bell. Ding, ding. Very good. So, Hiranyakashipu is an affectionate father, even though he's the king of the demons. And his boy has been going to the University of Demons. Right? Because it's the finest school. After all, it's Hiranyakashipu, right? He's the most powerful man in the universe. He's got Shukracharya, who's a great, great Muni mystic. Shukracharya is very powerful. Even he's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, of great thinkers, I am Ushana. That's Shukracharya. So he's no, ordinary, corner Brahmin. No, just pick one from this. No. Shukracharya is very powerful. So that's his priest, and his two sons are heading the school that Prahlad's going to. So like any father, he wants a progress report. Prahlad, tell me, my son, what is the best thing you have learned in school? And then the shock comes. Prahlad tells his father, you know what, father? Someone like you, you are somebody who has taken a vow to remain in the well of household life, the dark well. You know what you should do? You should go to the forest. So this is quite... Hiranyakashipu cannot believe what he's hearing from his son. What kind of education is this? The boy is giving me lip. He's telling me what I should do? What kind of... So he called the teachers. Hey, what do you think I'm paying you for? What is this? Go back. You take my son. Teach him carefully now. And then Shanda and Namarka, those were the two sons of Shukracharya, they said to her, whoa. We have nothing to do with this. This is maybe some devotee is coming and we don't know about. Somebody has infiltrated. Somebody has done some covert preaching. So Hiranyakashipu said, well, be careful and train my son properly. So Shanda and Namarka, they chastised Prahlad. And then things went on. And so when Shanda and Namarka would go to take their lunch, the boys, all the other class friends of Prahlad, they would say, Prahlad, come play with us. Prahlad said, no. I've got something better. Better than video games? Better than sports? Prahlad said, yes, I have something. It's called Krishna consciousness. Now, because they're only 5-year-old boys, they are not so polluted by material desires. They're innocent. You can teach a child anything. So they were attracted to Prahlad, and that's important because in order for the spiritual message to actually penetrate, you have to have some feeling for the person who's speaking. You have to have, as Prahlad says, if you can place your faith in my words. See, that's the key. The power, the effect of my preaching will only be to the extent that I can instill in you that you should place some faith in me so that you will listen nicely. Otherwise, if you don't, you're looking at me like, man, who is this guy? So that means you're only half listening. Then at the same time, you're looking at the cell phone. So that, you'll get some benefit, but not the full benefit. But if you're hearing someone and you are like, totally, yes, I like this. This is a very, very nice person. I like what he's saying. Good. Then it'll go much deeper. So the boys wanted to know from Prahlad what he knows. What is this Krishna consciousness? So Prahlad starts to preach to his classmates. And this is why Prahlad is dear to devotees, especially devotees in this movement. Because we learn from Prabhupada that preaching is the essence. That's what we learned from Prabhupada. And Prabhupada gave us so many ways by which to preach. He has given us book distribution. Most powerful way to preach, like I said, how did I become a devotee? Somebody gave me on two different occasions two different books. Those books turned me from a hippie to a happy. Yes, I was a hippie. I had hair down to here. I had a big beard. I looked like an Indian yogi. I wasn't as fat as I am now. But I was a hippie, doing all kinds of hippie, sinful activities. But those two books, now I'm a happy hare. Yes. So book distribution, very powerful. And another big thing with preaching, prasad distribution. Very good. Now you're trying to build new temple. That is also preaching. Nice temple means people will come. They'll come for the first time. They'll see the deities. They'll get a book. They'll take prasad. And next thing you know, they'll be sitting here. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yes, stranger things have happened. This movement is a mystical movement. So devotees like Prahlad, because he's only 5 years old, he's preaching to his father and he's preaching to his class friends. And so Prabhupada said, preaching is the essence. It's the essence of Krishna consciousness. So let's see, what did Prahlad tell his classmates? Are you ready?
Yes.
Then repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
So the first thing Prahlad says, he says, and I'll put it in the form of a question. Let's see who knows the answer. So the question is, at what age should somebody start learning about Krishna? What age? Five. Yes. Now, if somebody says, oh, but I'm 50, that's all right. Never too late. Never too late. Okay? I'll tell you one story. I have a god brother. He passed away. But he got initiated by Prabhupada and he joined the movement when he was like 50 years old. So what did Prabhupada tell him at his initiation? Prabhupada gave him the beads, gave him his name, and then he said to him, and no cigars. Because men back then, older men, they like to smoke those cigars. So Prabhupada must have known something. What are the four regulative, and no cigars. But he was sincere. That devotee was sincere. So yes, from the age of five, one should start learning Krishna consciousness. And Prahlad then says, the reason why it is so important to start as early as possible is because the human form of life is rarely achieved. When you come to Krishna consciousness, one of the first things you learn is that you have lived before. This is not the first time. You have had many lives in the past, and you have this life, and you're going to have many lives in the future, because you are eternal. You're not your body. You're not your mind. You have always existed. That's a quite wonderful thing. According to Bhagavad Gita, you always existed. Not what you see in the mirror, but the real you. All right, you, step outside your body. I want to talk to you. Step outside, because that's not you. I want to see you. Step outside your body. I want to talk to you. Yes, we have not seen who we really are. Just like so many cars are passing by. But sometimes you can't see who the driver is until they come out of the car. Then you, oh, it's such and such. They got a new car. Who knew? Right? But once they're in the car, now they have the tinted windows. Can't see who's in the car. So in the same way, this is a car, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. This body is a car, yantra ruhani mayaya. It's a car. You have a kind of car, this body, you have a different body. We all have different cars, but the person driving is different. So Prahlad is pointing out, and it's the same thing in my favorite bhajan. Who knows my favorite bhajan? What is my favorite bhajan? Anybody know? Bhaja, who said that? Very good. That is my favorite song. Bhaja hure mana sri nanda nandana abhaya charanara vinda. Now the line. Dulava manava janama satsange. That's the same thing Prahlad is telling his classmates. That we have had so many lives before, not necessarily human. Out of 8,400,000 bodies, only 400,000 are human. 8 million are less than human. 8 million. So 400, and out of those 400,000, the number of civilized human beings is very small. And out of those that are civilized, those who follow religious principles is smaller. And most people don't really, they give lip service. I'm this ism, I'm that ism. The number of people actually following religious principles is even smaller. So, Prahlad is stressing that this human form of life is rarely achieved, and therefore in the song, Durlava, rarely gotten. It's a gift. And you only have, that's the next thing he's going to point out. So Prahlad is saying that, as the same thing the song says, Satsanga, Durlava Manava Janama Satsange. Your priority as a human being is this, associating with devotees. This is the priority. Yes, you have to take care of your families. Nobody's saying, yes, you have to go to school and Sunday school. That's a priority, that you have to do that. You have to take care of the family members, even when it's difficult, right? But that is not your only business. You also have another priority, which is to save the soul, to save you, self-realization. Understand and realize who you really are eternally. And how do you do that? Prahlad Maharaj says, by devotional service. By performing devotional service, what you're doing right now. What devotional service are you doing right now? Right this minute. Yeah.
Well, listening to your
yes.
Lecture.
That's called what? Hearing. Shravanam. The next time when Hiranyakashipu wants a second progress report. Hiranyakashipu does the same thing. Prahlad sitting on my lap. He smells his head. I've sent you to the school now. The teachers guarantee that you've been trained. Now, Prahlad, tell me what's the best thing you learned. What has Prahlad said? Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana. What? Yes. He says, this is the topmost education. He tells his father, what I'm learning in school is hogwash. Nonsense. What I really learned, the best thing I learned was from my Guru Maharaj. Who's Prahlad's Guru? Narada Muni Vajraya Vina Radhika Ramana Name. See, I try to follow in Narada's footsteps. I can't play Vina, but I play guitar. So I'm like the Kali Yuga Shudra version of Narada. But I get by. Was it good? Did you like it?
Yeah.
All right. If you behave yourselves, I have another song after when I'm done. Okay? Sit properly. Very good. Ding, 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 ding. Tomorrow we're going to have fun with the bell. Yeah, two thumbs up. Okay. So, the human form of life is for satsangye, performing devotional service, and you're doing it right now. You're hearing about God. You're hearing about spiritual life. This is the beginning. So remember that. Make a note. Write it down in your phones. That whenever you come to the point where you're lost and you don't know what to do, the thing should come up. Beep. Start hearing from devotees. As soon as you start hearing from devotees, no matter how deep down in Maya you are, you will start to come up. Like a lotus flower. Where does the lotus flower come from?
It comes from the bottom.
Of what?
Of the floor of the lake.
Yes. And what's at the bottom of the lake?
The seed.
Mud. Mud. So that lotus flower comes up, 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 bam. So you might be stuck deep, deep in Maya. That's all right. If you begin to hear from the devotees, gradually you'll come up and you'll blossom like a lotus flower. Like that. So Prahlad says, same thing Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, even a slight amount of devotional service can give you perfection. What does Krishna say, chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita? What? Say it. You were saying it. Hey, we've got pundits. Nehavi krama nashosti pratyabhayo na vidyate sopam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato. Just a little bit. That's enough. What's a good example? I'll tell you a good example. There is that king who was fighting on behalf of the demigods. And he fought for a long time. So, at the end of the battle, the demigod said, okay, Maharaj Katvanga, we want to give you a benediction. So he could have gotten so many things from the demigods, but he was smart. He said, how much longer do I have in my life? The demigods looked at their watches. You have one moment left. One moment. What did he do? Immediately surrendered to Krishna. Bam. And he got liberated. In a moment. So even a little bit of devotional service can give you, and Prahlad said, sincere devotional service. Even a little bit. Now the next thing that Prahlad points out is that by performing devotional service in this human form of life, you get to go back home, back to Godhead. Which is what Prabhupada says all the time. Chant 16 rounds. Follow the four relative principles. You will go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. I have met people, they don't believe that. I don't believe them that they can't believe it. How many of you believe what Prabhupada is saying, that if you chant 16 rounds and follow the four principles, you'll go back home, back to God in this lifetime? How many believe? Of course, nobody's not going to believe now. They don't want to be the one. What, you don't believe? But I have met someone who doesn't believe that. But I believe it. Because Prabhupada said it over and over again. Now, we may not understand how that's possible. That's a different thing. But lots of things in spiritual life are not necessarily there for you to understand. A lot of things are just there for you to accept and wait and see what happens. Okay? So, faith is a big item in spiritual life. Faith. You have to have faith in the devotees, faith in the guru, faith in the scriptures. Faith is what, and even Lord Chaitanya says, the difference between the three different levels of devotees is their degree of faith. So how do you get faith? Again, same thing. You get faith by associating with devotees. Find a person who's got faith, associate with them, you'll get infected with their faith. You will get infected. You'll get it from them. So, engaging in devotional service. Now, the next thing Prahlad says is, devotional service is natural. And this is the same thing Lord Chaitanya preaches. Lord Chaitanya says, love of God is already there in the heart and soul of every living being. It's not something foreign. It's already there. For instance, if you have a match, it's a good match, the potency to that match to become a flame is already there. You just have to strike it, it lights. If a child is healthy as a baby, the baby has the potential of walking. Just a matter of time, they start to crawl, then at a certain age, it's that glorious moment. He's walking, right? But it was, that ability was already there. It wasn't something foreign or unnatural. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that love of God or performing of devotional service is already there in your heart. It's there because you're part and parcel of Krishna. So it's, always remember, it's natural. Even Prabhupada once, I read it recently, it's unnatural not to be attracted to Krishna. That's unnatural. It's natural to be attracted to Krishna. Just like, how natural is it for children to like ice cream? Do you all like ice cream, children?
Yes.
You don't like ice cream? What do you like, kulfi? What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
What did he say?
Pizza. Yeah.
What, are you Italian like me? Hey, mama. Forget about pizza. That's all right. So, you like it, right? Nobody has to force you. All right, bring in the pizza. You'll be the first one online, right? So, loving Krishna is natural. It's already there. It's natural for everybody because Krishna is in the heart. And that's another thing that just reminds me, that's how you can become a fearless preacher. You can approach everyone because you're convinced, love of God is within this person's heart. It's just covered. It's just forgotten, but it's there. I just have to learn the process of how to extract it. That takes some art. That takes some expertise. That's what Prabhupada did. He came to America. His disciples were not Indian. They were all like me, Malecha Yavanas, hippies. But how did Prabhupada extract that Krishna? Because he knew Yeah, they may look like this. They may, that's all right. They may be Americans. But still, love of Krishna is there. And Krishna told Prabhupada how to preach in a certain way that those early disciples became attracted and eventually wanted to surrender. Because it was already there. Now, the next thing Prahlad says to his friend is that there are material happiness. Material happiness is limited, it's temporary, and Prahlad is revolutionarily saying you don't have to strive for material happiness because it will automatically come based on your previous karma. And he gives the logic. Prahlad's logic for a 5-year-old boy is amazing. Prahlad says to his classmates, do you strive to be unhappy? Do you make plans to suffer?
Yeah.
No, you don't do that. But does suffering come?
Yes.
Right. Even though you don't want it, it comes. So Prahlad says, in the same way, in terms of material, keep in mind, he's talking about material happiness. Even if you don't strive for it, like distress, it will come on its own. So therefore, the best thing to do is not be concerned with trying to enjoy materially. Better to put your emphasis, to put your focus on performing devotional service. That's more intelligent. Because your material happiness and distress is going to come anyway. And interesting, again, who's Prahlad's guru? This is the same thing that Narada told his other disciple, Vyasadeva, in the first canto. That your happiness, material happiness and distress is already predestined because of your past karma. So therefore, a better thing to do is work on that kind of happiness which is eternal, spiritual happiness, which you get by devotional service, Krishna consciousness. So then Prahlad says, therefore, the focus should not be material sense gratification, the focus should be self-realization and developing spiritual happiness. Now, Prahlad Maharaj points out to the class friends that as a human being, what would be the maximum duration of life?
100 years.
That more or less, give or take a few years. So Prahlad says, actually, out of those 100 years, half of it is wasted because of sleep. And because we waste time in so many other things. Right? And then when we're young, we like to play, so there's no Krishna consciousness. And then there's this other thing people do. I've had this experience that, oh, yes, I like what you're saying, devotional service and Krishna consciousness. I will do it when I get old. Let me enjoy now. Let me tell you a story. In Panama, was going to different shops to give blessings. So in this one shop was this man, and he was drunk. So he saw me, and I was saying to him, so I think it's time now that you start to develop some spiritual life. And then he said, oh, I like to go to the bars. I like to drink. I like to see the young dancing girls. I said, but you're old. He goes, no, I'm only 70. I said, when are you going to develop spiritual life? When I get old. And he's already said, you see how foolish that is? And the thing is, the longer you wait, the harder it is to begin. Right? You don't wait till your children are 20. Okay, now we'll send you to school. No, you're sending your kids to school young, which is why Prahlad said, from the tender age of childhood. Because the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be. Because so much time is wasted, and you only have so many years. And that's why the process of self-realization in Kali Yuga is made easy, 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 easy. In Satya Yuga, the process was what?
Meditation.
Yes. But you had to do it for 100,000 years. Huh? You got to. No. So in Kali Yuga, you only have 100 years. So the process has been made very, very simple. Just chant Hare Krishna mantra. Everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Prahlad continues to speak to his classmates about how because of the uncontrolled senses, one becomes more and more entangled in material life. So, you children, while you're young, you should be learning how to little by little control your senses. Sense control is a very, very valuable tool in life. The sooner you can learn to control the senses, the better your life will be. And conversely, the more you give in to your senses, then your life becomes, it does not become auspicious. So sense control is very, very important. Prahlad talks about how, and that's why he told his father, that when you become attached to family life, it is like a dark well. And you go deeper and deeper and deeper into material consciousness. And there's no hope of escaping that entanglement. Because that's what householder life is. It's an entanglement. So one has to learn from the scriptures that this material life is temporary, and that little by little by little by little one must be cultivating spiritual knowledge and spiritual activity, spiritual life. As I said at the beginning, yes, you have, like, you're all householders with family. Alright, so you have responsibilities, you have jobs, that is there. But as I've been preaching for the past so many years, is that your life has to have a balance. So, the way the world works, things do not remain like this. There's no such thing as a plateau. So, either you're increasing your material entanglement, or you're increasing your spiritual life. They can't both go up. That's the dream. Some people think, yes, I want the big house, I want the Mercedes Benz, I want all the money, and I also want to be spiritual at the same time. It's like saying, I want to look, I want to have a very nice physique, but I also want to eat 6,000 pounds of ice cream. It doesn't work that way. If you want to maintain health, then you have to eat right, you have to exercise, right? You can't say, yes, I'm going to become a very fit, healthy person by watching 12 hours of ZTV. That doesn't work that way. You have to lessen, right? Or another thing, everybody can appreciate this, right? Okay, I have so much money in the bank, I want to increase it. But I also want to max out my credit cards. You're defeating your purpose. You have to learn how to balance. Balance. So this is the big thing for householders. The balance. Decisions that you make as you progress in your householder life. The decisions that you make, the question should be, this choice that I'm making, is it going to make me more entangled in material life? Or is it going to give me more facility for spiritual life? That's the question. In other words, I get a job offer. Sounds good. Better pay. Better hours. Good. But how is it going to affect my chanting? How is it going to affect my performance, coming to the temple, doing service? Because like I said, you can't have both. Either one is, it's like a balance. You put something here, the other side goes up. So if you keep increasing your material involvement, necessarily your spiritual involvement is going to suffer. Like the children, with your children. They have homework, yes? What do they want to do as soon as they come home? What do they want to do? Play. Either they want to watch TV or they're doing... Yeah, you see, he knows what I'm talking about. Okay? So there's only so much time. Now it's 9 o'clock. Oh, mommy, I didn't do my homework. Yeah, because you spent 3 hours playing video games. So it's even practical for the children. You have to do your homework. Yes, your children, you get to play. But there has to be a balance. So keep that in mind. Balance. You have a job. You have a family. You have commitments. That's fine. But keep in mind, you also have your spiritual life. Don't neglect it. You have to also put in what I call quality time. Quality time. Not like this. Okay, all day I'm working over the blood. Okay, all right, I'll do 5 minutes job. I'm done. No. Just like with family members, wives, don't you want quality time with your husband and your children? You don't want the husband working 16 hours, comes home, eats, goes to sleep. What kind of life is this? Right? You want to have some time. So I always preach, make sure you spend quality time with Krishna. And this is my latest little funny thing that I do. Say hello to my little friend. So, you have to spend quality time with this. You all know what this is, right?
Yeah.
If you don't know what this is, I'm wondering, what are you doing here? You have to spend quality time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So that's so nice. The next thing Prahlad says, that don't make money the goal of life. He says, Prahlad says, money is sweeter than honey. And he says that there are people, even to this day, for the pursuit of money, they wind up killing themselves. They work too hard, or they take these professions that are very risky. And just for the pursuit of that honey money, they lose their life. Now I will tell you a funny, funny story. I go every year, twice a year, I go to this place in South America called Santiago. So in Santiago, there are many Sindhi people. We have any Sindhi people here? All right. You're going to love this. You'll know what I'm talking about. So, there's this one Sindhi guy. And his name is Ram. And he is a pure devotee of money. I have never met anyone like him. He'll do anything. He just wants money. And he took, and I, every year I do a program at his house. So I was preaching so many things, and I said something, and Ram said, "No, when I die, I want my ashes to be put in my coffin. I want my coffin to be made out of gold, and I want all my money with me." He's dead serious. Dead serious. He thinks money eva kevalam. But then he said after that, he said, "You're my guru." So then I said, "Okay, if I'm your guru, give me $1 million. He said, "No, I'll give you 1,000,000 pesos. And a peso is worth a penny. He still hasn't given. But at least we do the programs. But I use him as the example. I'm not making this up. He is a pure devotee of money, gold. Just like Hiranyakashipu. We'll hear about him tomorrow. Hiranya, gold. So, the essence of Prahlad's teachings to his classmates: don't get carried away. Keep in mind that you have a spiritual priority in life, and don't just get involved in material life. Keep in mind that your real goal of life is self-realization. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, where's my mridanga players? And karto players. All right, I gotta get the right key. We have to go here. Hold on. Chant japa while I get ready.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram.
This is not right. Okay, keep going.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
See if this works. We're good. How many kartal players do I have? Raise your hands who's playing kartals. Alright. Now, again, drummers, simple, and try to give me a rolling rock beat. Are you ready?